But I've got something on my mind that I need to express my opinion on. And, you know, I try not to be too opinionated on this show because there are people, you know, there's already a big enough divide in the world.
What's that,
right?
Kitty?
Well, there's something that I'm just very concerned about.
Okay.
And I'm concerned about how, what effect it will have on today's youth.
I have some youth in my household.
And on their parents as well. Are you familiar with Play-Doh, Jonathan?
Play with it all the time.
Well, a new Play-Doh set has come out, and it's just wrong.
You're dissing on the Play-Doh?
Yes, because they've come out with something. I am not making this up. Play-Doh's Poop Troop.
Excuse me?
Play-Doh's Poop Troop. It's like a Mr. Potato Head, according to the strip description, except that instead of a plastic potato, you stick arms, eyes, and other anthropomorphizing pieces into a squishy, emoji-like poop swirl of Play-Doh.
We've reached the pinnacle now of capitalism.
Now, I want to quote someone on...
So it's a Mr. Potato Head. It's
Play-Doh, but you put the eyes and stuff on it.
On the poop.
Yes. You anthropomorphize poop.
Okay.
And, you know, I really think a lot of people are diminished enough in this society that they don't have to have their feces anthropomorphized. You laugh, Jonathan, but this is serious. And I want to quote one Twitter user who said, "When is decency going to be cool again? Come up with better ideas. You do not have to jump on the feces bandwagon."
It's a little smelly, the feces bandwagon.
I'm just very discouraged and concerned about what imaginative children might do, say, if their brown-colored Play-Doh dries out. What will they use?
Well, Kitty, Josh's birthday's coming up, and we'll find out, because I just found his present.
Will the fun factory be used for something that's not so fun? Please resist the temptation.
41 right now.
Get the Play-Doh dentist office instead. At least that's encouraging a career.